Hello, Dog Days listeners. Thank you for joining. I am Chuck Tomasi. I do a little podcast called Freestyle. Been doing this since 2004, when it only seems to have legs this time of year, when we do what we call the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. This is a little competition, a challenge that Craig Stepp made up, where podcasters are challenged to make a podcast a day for the month of August. You're probably going to hear a lot about this on other shows, so I won't get too deep into it. If you want more information about listening or participating, go to dogdaysofpodcasting.com, and you can learn more about that. This year, I have a theme. My theme is based on a text conversation that my brothers and sisters have. I come from a family of nine. I'm the sixth child. I have five sisters, four surviving. One passed away in 1982. Very, very tragic, but we honor her memory. And most of us are on a group text message. And when you have five or six people texting all at the same time and we get into these conversations, the phone goes nuts. Well, a few Sundays ago, I was in church and most of them are east of me, so they were ahead in time zones. They were not in church. And they got a conversation going. And it was bling, 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 bling. And I put the phone on silent. Well, I was running the sound booth in the back of the church. And I was reading these. And we were just having a great old time. And there were just one or two words. It's like the joke where the prisoners know all the jokes, so they just say the punchlines and everybody laughs. Kind of like that. Or if you prefer the Star Trek reference, the episode called Darmok, where Picard and this alien guy who doesn't speak in complete sentences, he's just speaking in references. These are the kinds of text messages that we got. So one or two words. This will give you a taste of what experiences I had when I was growing up in this big family. And I will explain on a daily basis. I'll pick one of these topics. It could be a car we owned. It could be a music we listened to. It could be a part of the house we grew up in. I grew up in Marquette, Michigan, with my brothers and sisters and my mom and dad. We were in a big old Victorian home that was built in 1882. So that kind of sets the context of where we were. We were a single income family from my dad, and my mom was full time stay at home. I mean, when you got nine kids and the last two are twins, yeah, it gets interesting. Very blessed that we can have these conversations today and still keep in touch. We're all over the country, all over the United States, I should say. There were times when we were all over the world, but fortunately we're a little closer. The topics are in no particular order, but I will pick a topic a day. And since this is the first, I will start with the top and go to Fat Cat. So someone texted Fat Cat. Now, Fat Cat was the name of an alley cat we adopted. And as you can imagine, he was big. Big black cat. Now, this cat was an icon of the family. He came and went as he darn well pleased, as cats typically do. They do their own thing. I'll talk about our cat Todd some other time that we currently have, but he's more of a dog. And we had some dogs in the story too. So listen throughout the month to find out more about cats and dogs. But Fat Cat was a fighter. He would come back from who knows where. We lived in a older section of the town, so lots of older houses, and a lot of these houses were raised up a bit, so you could often gain access under the house, or go through this undeveloped area on a hillside that was just trees and bushes and nasty stuff. Well, he would get in scrapes with the other alley cats and come back all bloody. Now, if you've had a cat, you know that they like to be scratched by the ears. And one of our current cats, Holly, she likes a cheek rub whether it's with a brush or your hand or whatever, or sometimes to just come up to your laptop and rub her cheek. Well, Fat Cat's cheeks and ears were just nasty. Cuts and scabs, and it was just, it was not a pleasure to give this cat affection. It was more medical, because he was always getting in fights with the other cats. He wasn't a dumb cat. He was quite smart. I remember there was a house across the street, and underneath their porch, we referred to it as the bar. We're like, oh, Fat Cat's going to the bar again. He'd get to the street, and he would look both ways before crossing the street. I've never seen an animal do this before. It was very unusual that Fat Cat would go, you know, trotting out our front yard, stop at the curb, look both ways, no traffic, and then he'd cross, and then he'd disappear under the neighbor's porch and come back some hours later, all beaten up. Like, we got no, you could just picture this cat bar scene and him getting into a brawl. It was very image provoking at the time as we were kids. I was probably, I don't know how long we had this cat, maybe 8-10 years or so. Don't know what ever happened to him. He probably wandered off, went to the bar one time and didn't come home. But Fat Cat was an interesting character. So, I hope the audio, that's my story about Fat Cat, and we'll have more stuff on that. But that, you know, just one word in that text conversation that we had a few weeks ago, and it brings up all those images of this nasty beat up cat, nice cat. I mean, he was all right. Hope the audio works out on this. Thank you again to Craig Stepp for getting me set up with Authonic and WordPress plugin and everything to make this a very seamless experience. I am going to post this. I need to get on a plane. I am in Alberta, Canada, heading back to Phoenix. Got a bit of travel coming up this month. I don't know what I said because I had to record this 2 or 3 times based on testing. So if I repeat in this episode, I apologize. But you will get episodes from Michigan and California and ultimately at DragonCon in Atlanta, Georgia at the end of the month. So kudos to the Dog Days of Podcasting. Let's get going. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you later. You can find out more about me at chucktomasi.com, etc., etc. Find the links. Thanks for listening. Bye.